to have sustainable communities, we need to think clearly, creatively, and work together.
Welcome, neighbors, to Hometown Earth, the podcast that brings a down-to-earth approach to all of your sustainability questions. I'm your host, Lena Sanford, here on the Believe Network. Here, we believe that everyone can change the world. Do you believe? I'm a Midwest gal with big dreams to discover what it takes to reduce my impact on this beautiful place we call Hometown Earth. Join me every Tuesday as we navigate what actions we can take, big or small, to make a positive impact in your life and the lives of your neighbors on Hometown Earth.
Hello, neighbors. How are you really? This question requires us to truly reflect on our mental health instead of a passing, hey, how are ya? Some of you may think, I'm not doing too good. I'm anxious, depressed, or stressed. Or you may be feeling happy, productive, and stress-free. But why am I even asking in the first place? Well, the state of your mental health is key to our sustainability efforts. When your mental health is in a good place, you're happier and more productive at work and home. And when you're happier and in a good place mentally, you tend to take better care of yourself and others around you. This creates a ripple effect that helps us all feel better about ourselves and each other, and ultimately leads to more sustainable habits overall. But what happens when your mental health is not in a good place? We typically have a hard time taking care of ourselves. We turn inward and don't want to reach out to our community. We have other things to worry about than being sustainable, which can lead to even more shame or guilt about not taking the sustainable high road while halting our progress. In this episode, we talk about the role of mental health in sustainability and how we can improve our mental health for the collective sustainability effort. So, what is mental health? The World Health Organization defines mental health in this way. Mental health is a state of mental well-being that enables people to cope with stresses of life, realize their abilities, learn well, and work well, and contribute to their community. It is an integral component of health and well-being that underpins our individual and collective abilities to make decisions, build relationships, and shape our world. Mental health is a basic human right, and it is crucial to personal, community, and socioeconomic development. They point out that there can be no health or sustainable development without mental health. So let's dive into that. Suppose you're not in the right headspace to live the best life you can or reach your potential. In that case, it affects your ability to participate in society and the overall sustainability goals we must work together to achieve collectively. The 17 Sustainable Development Goals, or SDGs, are the global blueprint for dignity, peace, and prosperity for people and the planet, now and in the future. It's how we can achieve a sustainable world, which is why they are so important. Work by Diboll and Lean connects the dots between SDGs and how mental health is an underlying critical factor in the success of each goal. And we're going to take a look at that. Mental health needs to be improved to eradicate poverty, hunger, and poor sanitation, goals 1, 2, and 6. Poverty directly affects mental health and can create lasting generational effects, both individually and as a society. Depression alone has been estimated to affect 350 million people, being the largest single contributor to years lived with disability. And what's more, according to a 2020 study in the U.S., an estimated 14.8 million U.S. adults age 18 or older has had at least one major depressive episode with severe impairment in the last year. This number represented 6% of all U.S. adults, and that number has risen since the pandemic, and many go unreported and untreated. This affects our ability to carry out tasks in our daily lives and lends itself to many other problems that can continue the cycle, like an inability to work, addiction, physical illnesses, and more. This widespread, mostly untreated mental health crisis creates more human suffering and a significant economic burden. Forbes reports the economic burden of mental illness for most countries is 4% of GDP, yet their investment in finding better diagnostics and treatments can be less than 0.5% of GDP. We could be spending less money to address mental health while making a bigger impact, not only on the quality of lives, but the world. Imagine the people we could pull out of poverty and the solutions we could have. Good health and education, goals 3 and 4, aren't possible without good mental health and mental health support. Promoting equity, peace, and justice, goals 5, 10, and 16, is impossible without addressing mental health concerns. They say humanitarian crises such as war are associated with heightened prevalence of mental disorders and distress. So untreated mental illnesses can also lead to violence and even war, the opposite of equity, peace, and justice. And there is so much shame and stigma surrounding people with mental illnesses and what that means if you do have one, creating inequality and animosity. The thing is that good mental health is a fundamental human right, and mental illness reaches all classes, all genders, and all races. It touches everyone, and in that way, we are all equal. Economic prosperity, sustainable communities, and jobs, goals 8, 9, and 10, also require stable mental health. As I mentioned, poor mental health affects our economy through the money we spend on the fallout of symptoms instead of solutions, and it affects our ability to work and thrive. To have innovative solutions that benefit people, profit, and the planet, to have sustainable communities, we need to think clearly, creatively, and work together. This can't be done if the overall mental health of our world is not living up to its full human potential. And finally, Dabal and Lean point out that in regards to protecting the planet and natural resources, goals 7, 12, 13, 14, and 15, natural resources and the survival of the planet impact people's health. And people's health will have consequences for their ability to manage the changes necessary for a more sustainable environment, strengthening people's and communities' resilience, including their mental health. It is an important step towards disaster risk reduction. The COVID-19 pandemic is a really good example of this, and it's especially true in the emergence of eco-anxiety in response to climate change, how that has affected our mental health, and how that, in turn, affects our ability to take action. So if the state of our mental health affects so many factors of our lives and the outcomes of world sustainability, how can we improve it? The answer is interdisciplinary. It's multifaceted. But there are a few things you can do to start. First and foremost, be aware of your mental health. This isn't just a matter of feeling good or bad, but also involves recognizing your limitations and vulnerabilities. If you're struggling, seek help. If you're not struggling, take a look inward and see what you find. prioritize finding support in some way or another so you can be happier and live a full life. Something that will overflow into every aspect of your life and allow you the energy and mental clarity needed to choose a sustainable lifestyle each day. Number two, be aware of the mental health of others. Whether or not you're dealing with a mental illness, we must pay attention to our community and try to lift them up when we can. Some people may be dealing with difficult emotions or thoughts without even realizing it, which can impact their lives in ways they don't understand until later on. You could help by talking about these issues with them so you know where their feelings come from, perhaps even connecting them with resources like support groups or therapists who specialize in helping people cope with specific stressors, even those related to climate change. If we feel like we are in this together and that someone cares, it can improve our own mental health. Number three, well, it deserves its own bullet point. Talk about mental health openly and without shame. One way we can remove the stigma around mental health and improve our quality of life is by being open about what's happening inside our heads and seeking help if necessary. Talking about it will allow us to make plans and potentially share the heavy load we're carrying so that everyone can benefit in the long run. And number four, advocate for mental health support. Imagine the benefits we would see if we advocated for including mental health support in schools, work, and public health policies. Then we can work towards scaling up interventions and services across community-based, general health, and specialist settings so that all can receive the mental health care they deserve. Sustainability is a collective effort. It requires a global perspective and the ability to work together towards goals. Mental health requires the same kind of approach. Working together towards the common goal of improving your mental well-being and the well-being of others can make you feel happier and better equipped to tackle problems on behalf of your community. For this week's Something to Grow On, I want to leave you with the fact that there will be some good mental health days and some that are bad. Both are okay. I'm not trying to tell you to be happy all of the time. The point is to find help when you need it, share, connect, and support others on a deeper level, and to heal collectively. You are not alone. I'll end with a quote by Queen Elizabeth II. When life seems hard, the courageous do not sit down and accept defeat. Instead, they are all the more determined to struggle for a better future. So I ask you to be courageous and keep fighting for a brighter future. Until next time, thanks for joining me, neighbor.
I hope you enjoyed this episode of Hometown Earth as much as I did. Let us know by rating and subscribing so you never miss an episode. New episodes drop every week on Tuesday. Head to the show notes, linked in the episode description, for more details. And let us know in the comments what you want to hear next. You can find us on iTunes, Spotify, Google Podcasts, or anywhere you listen to podcasts. Believe.com, and you can find more about the podcast on Instagram at Hometown Earth, or connect with me personally at Lena Sanford. We all know change needs to happen. So let's get started right here at Hometown Earth.